there, hi there, ho there. You're listening to another episode of Radio Free Nintendo. I'm your host, Carl Castaneda, the previews and rumors editor over here at NintendoWorldReport.com. Tonight I am joined by three staffers. We're going back to our four staffer format. I've got for you first today, site director, Stephen Wendy Man Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. You can tell he's ecstatic. He's glad to be here.
He's waving.
Also here is our trivia manager and IT director, Michael TYP Cole.
Hi, guys. I'm here with Wendy.
Yes,
we're in the same house.
It's not good.
And, of course, rounding out the podcast is Mike Sklens.
I don't even know what I do here anymore.
You are the media mogul.
Media right? mogul, yeah. That's me.
He's the
you
media
get us
mogul.
Coffee now. We're not laughing. Get us coffee.
Well, I was laughing. I guess I'm not now, because I don't want to get fired. But we've got a few things to talk about tonight. We're going to be doing some What You've Been Playing, we're going to go through the news, and we're going to round it out with a little feature about what we want out of Nintendo Online. But first off, we're going to start with what we've been playing this week, so I'll start with you, Wendy.
Well, TYP and I have been playing a little Gunstar Heroes, you know, two players. I know Obi's been playing that too, but we're going to totally steal your Thunder Man. We've been playing
I never played the Genesis version or the GBA version, so once I get a Wii and some virtual console points, I'll probably try that out.
Yeah, this is my first Gunstar also.
It's great, man. It's short, but who cares? It's awesome.
It's very...
I love Treasure. I loved frantic. Astro Boy Omega Factor. That was like one of my favorite games.
Astro Boy really, I think, borrowed a lot from Gunstar Heroes. And I'm not familiar with Gunstar Heroes 2nd and 3rd. I know it's a series on the Genesis. So I'm curious to see what else I recognize that I saw in Astro Boy. But if you liked Astro Boy on the GBA, you'll really like Gunstar Heroes.
That sounds awesome, because I really, really liked Astro Boy. I think I beat it in one sitting.
Well, you could beat Gunstar. You could beat Gunstar in one sitting. It's only got a couple levels, and they're relatively
short. You could beat it in like 20, 25 minutes, probably.
If you were good, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, what else have we been playing? We've been going through some of the games we need to review. Billy and Mandy?
Yeah, Billy and Mandy. It's stupid fun for 10, 15 minutes, and it has a good presentation for the franchise and everything.
It's like Power Stone, right?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like Power Stone.
That's good, because I've been playing Happy Feet, which is not fun at all for any amount of time.
Sad Feet.
Let me explain Happy Feet. I'm playing the GameCube version, but I'm sure the Wii version is pretty much going to be exactly the same. The level, there's like a couple types of levels, but the most terrible is like a Dance Dance Revolution clone where it's got the arrow markers up on the screen and the arrows scroll up and everything, except you don't have a dance mat, so you're just pressing buttons on the D-pad and it never gets difficult even on the hardest setting.
Well, it's a kid's game. I mean, you know, they want to keep it easy for the kids.
Yeah, but it's pretty terrible. And the rest of the games are just as bad.
Really?
There's like three or four types of levels and they're all like really, really boring.
Thanks a lot, Ubisoft.
I've got a couple of games that are like that. I've got the Ant Bully I just popped in, and 5 minutes in, it looks like crap already. But of course, that's only 5 minutes. So I'm going to have to trog through it to see what it looks like the whole game. I've also been playing Avatar Last Airbender, the Wii version. About 5 hours into that, it's not terrible. It's not as bad as I was expecting it to be. It's your general go-around-and-kill-everything game.
It's a dungeon crawler, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dungeon crawler, yeah, but it's like an open world. You have to go here and then come back to here, and you have to kill things along the way. And there's like a system where you can distribute points to different moves, which you activate with the Wii controller.
Think of like the badge points in Paper Mario or something.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. I don't mind playing it, although I'd rather be playing Zelda with my new component cables.
Lucky man.
You finally got him, Wendy?
Yeah, I got him. TYP actually had a 2, that bastard.
Oh, yeah. Why do you have 2? What do you need 2 for?
Okay, all right. Remember when the whole Mad Catz component cable fiasco?
Right.
I actually got an email from them because I had expressed interest in it in the past through their store. And so we posted the story based on it and sold out. I purchased one because at the time I had a back order for the Wii component cables from Nintendo. And, of course, the day after, I got an email from Mad Catz saying my order went through there, and basically the same time, maybe an hour later, an order saying that your order's finally shipped for the component cables for Nintendo. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to attempt to cancel it. Or I'm sure someone I know needs
sell them on eBay. Oh my god!
I do.
Make I'm not a jerk. Man. I gave it to Wendy because I know he's been waiting.
No, you sold it.
I sold
to
it
me.
To Wendy.
Well, yeah, but you could have sold it for like $150 on eBay.
Well, you know, I'm a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He only sold it to Wendy for $80. And notice that no one's laughing because it's true.
I've also been playing Rayman, which I still think is a disappointment because you have to unlock all the multiplayer games by playing them in single player, and I hate that.
Ugh.
If I'm going to take this game to a friend's house, I want to have all the games unlocked already. And then,
well, I just think that mini games won't be done right on the Wii until WarioWare shows up.
Mario Party 2 will do them well, but WarioWare is going to show up first, yeah.
Mario Party 2007.
I've also
That's
been
the
playing
name of the game.
I've also been playing Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, and
how is that?
If you like SSX and skateboards, you would probably like Tony Hawk if the levels weren't all less than a minute long.
So what's the biggest level? I mean, aren't you just playing parts of a hill?
Yeah,
at a time
all the level them? Like the levels are every now and then you get to do like the full level race, and those last like 2.5-3 minutes, which isn't too bad, but.
That should be one level.
Yeah, exactly. For most of the game, you're doing segments of these cities, and they're all like 45 seconds, 50 seconds, maybe a minute and 10 seconds long.
That's just too short.
It's,
because after you got, what, 20, 25 minutes to go down the whole mountain in SSX3?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't... I mean, even if it is fun, it probably is fun. I'll probably get that for my next Wii game. They have to be...
I would not recommend it. I mean, SSX Blur is coming out. I would hold out because that game is going to be great.
If it's anything like SSX3, I'm on it.
I read the big blowout they had in EGM, and it looks really good.
Oh, there's a blowout in EGM now?
Not a big. It's like 4 or 5 pages.
Still, that's pretty big. I mean, it's more than a little trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah. They definitely have a lot of info on it.
I'm gonna have to read that.
It looks better than a GameCube game.
Well, better.
You know, I'm happy with it. On the whole, I'm really happy with EA on Wii.
Yeah, they're really
they're
taking chances and doing things the right way, which is kind of surprising coming from a company like EA.
I don't know. They took too long to get on board.
Yeah, because they only had Madden at launch. Usually, EA's one of the companies that say, "Okay, here are all our games."
Yeah, but
six out.
Look at
launch.
Look at the chances they're taking in Japan with The Sims, where it's basically being completely Japanified.
I think that's different because they're really trying to crack the Japanese market more. It just so happens that the Wii would be the best system to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been trying to get in Japan for a lot longer than this game, which indicate.
Right. Well, you know, as far as what I'm playing, I'm not currently playing anything for review. I'm kind of like one of those... Yeah, I mean, I'm playing games at my leisure now. It's nice.
Get your ass to work.
I know. I need to sign up for some review games. But I don't have a Wii, so I can't really help out that much.
DS.
But,
there's plenty of DS games out there. Pick one.
Yeah, I'll sign up for them.
No excuses. You're fired. Okay,
so
that's the end
I've
of the podcast.
Back,
good night, everybody.
I've gone back to playing some of the old DS games that I just never finished up. I've been playing a lot of Meteos and some Mario Kart. So, yeah. I'm a year late to the party. But it's a good party. Mario Kart is... I can still find a good game Mario Kart online, which is great.
Really?
You mean games where people aren't snaking?
Yeah, I can find games where people aren't snaking, and they stay for the whole thing.
Well, lucky you.
That's actually kind of surprising.
Yeah, who would have thought that the community would have lasted?
Well, it is Mario Kart, and it's the best incarnation of the series, so...
And not only that, it's just an excellent game
in
its own right. So, yeah, I'm very happy with it. I've owned it for about a year now, and I still play it, so what does that say?
Yeah.
All right, so is anybody else playing anything interesting?
No.
No.
There are
no
video games out this time of year.
There are no video games. They're
I will shortly have Trauma Center and finally Elite Beat Agents. And,
Elite Beat Agents, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, so Hanukkah is upon us, so I'll get that soon.
The festival of
Christmas.
Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, that whole triad of...
Happy Honda Days, everyone.
Wow.
Anywho. That's going to, and on that note, we're going to end our What You've Been Playing segment. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in 5 seconds or less with our next thing.
No, we have a commercial.
We have a commercial with things that you want to hear, so listen to them, and we'll be back after that with the news.
Hey everyone, this is Steven Rodriguez for Video Game Advantage. Are you tired of paying full price for your video games? Like getting games online but don't like being overcharged for shipping? Check out Video Game Advantage. While most other stores charge full price for games, VGA has the lowest prices on the internet for Wii, Nintendo DS, GameCube, and Game Boy Advance games. They've also got great prices for other platforms like the PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360. Shipping is fast and cheap, too. Most games can be shipped to your door for less than what it would cost you to buy in traditional retail stores. If you're going to buy your games online, the only place to do it is Video Game Advantage. The best prices, the best service, and fast shipping. VideoGameAdvantage.com.
And we're back for more Radio Free Nintendo. Did you miss us?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. But we're gonna soldier on anyway. All right, we got a lot of news to talk about this week. First up is, of course, the bombshell of DQ News, the Dragon Quest series. Bomba Am Total, for real.
Shout out to the Gaming Age forums on this episode.
Yeah, NeoGaf.
No, we're
going
to delete that line. No, we don't shout out.
No NeoGaf on Radio Free Nintendo. Oh, well. Anyway, but the big news, obviously, is that Dragon Quest IX is on DS. Now, before we get into discussing this, does anyone think this isn't a huge deal?
This is probably the biggest announcement in video games since Square announced that Final Fantasy VII would be going to the PlayStation.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
At least in the RPG realm, I don't know.
Because like the Square back then, before they were Square, Square was basically saying to Nintendo, "We don't like what you're doing, so we're going to move over to the PlayStation." And now Square Enix is basically telling Sony, "We don't think you have enough install base. We don't like what you're doing with the PS3, at least in the short term. We're going to put Dragon Quest IX, the biggest series in Japan, on the DS." Does that mean the Nintendo system is now the biggest system in Japan? Yeah,
yes.
Because they've always
gone
to where the number one platform is. And it's blatantly obvious that the DS is number one in Japan.
Well, I think even without Dragon Quest, the DS is still the biggest console in Japan.
Well, you know, now it's going to be... It's just going to... I can't even describe what the hell's going to happen when that game gets released in Japan next year.
Yeah, because they already don't have enough hardware units to go around, and now they're going to put the demand of Dragon Quest IX on top of all of that.
For our listeners, we cannot comprehend... So you guys can't comprehend, but we cannot seriously comprehend what is going to happen. Nobody knows. Even the people, the analysts, we've been doing this a long time, we have an idea... We just do not know what the hell... I've been talking to TYP earlier. There's probably going to be a massive black hole opening over in Japan. It'll just get sucked in. Seriously, this is ridiculously ridiculous, I guess.
Guys, for a moment, picture this. DS Lite Special Dragon Quest IX Edition.
Yep, that's definitely... I mean, if you think that won't happen, you're crazy. And there'll probably be like 4 or 5 color variations of that alone on... the launch day, and people will be slitting other people's throats just to get a hold of them.
So in Japan, they're not going to be slitting other people's throats.
Yeah, knife crime is the biggest type of crime in Japan.
Is it?
Yeah, because they don't
have
guns.
Maybe the mafia will get involved. I wouldn't be surprised if the
Yakuza
gets involved.
The Yakuza?
Yeah.
The illegal DS Lite ring. Anyway.
That happened earlier, didn't it? I remember back when it was really, 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 really hard to find in Japan. There were some stories about that.
I have no idea what's going to happen, about.
Man.
Well, I know there is a law in Japan that the Dragon Quest series cannot be released on a school day. Because because everyone plays hockey. No one goes into work. The country shuts down for one day.
The country is going to shut down for a couple weeks after the game is released.
And Japan was never heard from again.
Exactly.
They just sank into the ocean. From the weight of all of those DSs being bought. Just sank right into the ocean. But... You know, besides the obvious, you know, magnitude of this announcement, it actually looks like a good game. Who knew?
You guys seen the video, right? The new video?
Yeah. It looks really good. It looks not on par with Dragon Quest VIII, but it looks close.
Graphically,
the DS,
great.
That's amazing stuff right there.
Yeah.
The gameplay, to me, looks a lot like a Mana game, where you just run around and hit things with a stick.
Yeah.
It's what the Mana series should be instead of being what it is now, which is like RTS and weird dungeon crawling and just weird stuff. basically what Children of Mana was. Dragon Quest IX is what Children of Mana should have been.
So it's Secret of Mana.
Secret of Mana. It's the Secret Mana.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make. So we're going to move on. All right.
Next.
Well, no, we're not done yet. We got to talk a little bit more Nine.
We got to talk a little bit more Nine. But graphically, it looks really great. I think it's some of obviously the DS perfectly, you know, can portray Akira Toriyama's artwork. You know, the cel shaded look works really well on the DS. You know, I mean, I would say it's for what it's looking at right now. I really have to give credit to Level 5 because I think this is definitely the best looking DS game yet.
Now the big question is that this game is going to be massive, and how are they going to manage to fit it onto a DS cartridge?
No voice acting, no FMV.
Even still, the game is going to be huge. I think what we might end up seeing is a game that comes with both a DS cartridge and a little snap-in Game Boy Advance thing
that holds more
game data.
I don't know if there's a actual maximum on, you know, the whatever memory addressable space on the DS card, but I really, really hope it's more than the 128 megabytes that was initially there.
Well, what you got to look at there is it would be extremely expensive to make such a cartridge that would have a large amount of memory. It would be cheaper to make two smaller cartridges, one for the DS slot and one for the Game Boy slot.
Well,
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think they're going to have to worry about sales to make up that loss.
I mean,
if they charge like an extra $5 or something,
people will buy it.
I bet you this.
It'll come out in Japan. Least in Japan, $40.
Yeah, look,
and people will buy it.
If they had, what was it? Was it the Disney? What was the GBA game called? Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, wasn't that like a 512 megabyte?
That was a pretty beefy.
Yeah, it was
GBA
pretty big.
Cart,
and that was the same company. So,
but it didn't have to hold texture assets. It was a 2D game.
Well, we're talking about 512 megabytes.
It
doesn't matter what you're using it for. That will be enough for this game.
We hope.
Megabits.
You could always put it on two DS carts.
But you see, why would you do that when you could split it over a DS cartridge and a Game Boy cartridge?
Why would you do that if you could just put it on one DS card, though?
Because one DS card at X amount of memory would cost more than a DS card and a Game Boy card at the same memory.
This is Dragon Quest. This is instant cash.
But why sell it for $40 on one expensive DS card when you can sell it for $40 split over two cards, which has a lower manufacturing cost and means more profit?
But you're forgetting something. People have DSs and people have DS Lites. So card is going to have two versions of that little card?
They've done it before.
DS, one for the DS Lite?
They've done it before. They had that one. They had that. What was it? They had something that came out that.
Yeah,
was it
the
Opera browser? Yeah, and there's two versions of that, so I don't see why they can't do two versions of Dragon Quest. They've already set precedent.
That would probably cost more money than just putting it on one card in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's...
We don't even know how big the game is going to be, I mean...
It's got to be massive, or at least massive for the DS. Because this
is
a Dragon Quest game.
It has to be massive for a Dragon Quest game. If it's massive for a DS game, that's a cop-out on Square Enix's part.
What's acceptable as far as game length for this game? 30, 40 hours? I think that's good.
30, 40?
Yeah. I think that's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be a 100-hour mega quest like Dragon Quest VIII.
Well, don't forget, though, because this game's also going to be 4-player co-op online.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
They're going to make it awesome, that's what.
Yeah, but is it going to be like the main game you're tromping through, or is it just going to be like pop into a dungeon with your friends?
I seriously doubt it's the main game. I don't think you can do the entire game co-op online. That's just too much for the DS.
That would kick major ass if you could,
but
I'm pretty sure they're going to be separate for the most part.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like a boss rush mode, something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a disappointment.
But are we done talking about 9, or is there other stuff to talk about?
We probably need to talk about 9 every week until it's released, and then every week after it's released, because seriously, people, this is huge.
Yeah, the weekly 9 update is over. Let's move on to other stuff. In other Dragon Quest news, the new Swords assets came out, which is the Wii game.
I haven't seen these assets yet, so...
So they've got some gameplay footage in Shaky Cam on GameVideos.com. And it looks good. It looks better than what we saw a while back, like a few months ago. It looks better than that Nintendo conference footage.
Well, that was just a teaser, really.
Right. I mean, the textures look infinitely better. Like, if you compare the Golem that they showed in that video versus the Golem they've got now, it just looks completely overhauled. It looks better than an Xbox game. It looks like a real next-gen game. So
that's good.
It definitely looks fantastic. The art style is, again, I'm kind of somewhat of an Akira Toriyama fanboy, and it's kind of sad that Stan isn't here because he's kind of like the polar opposite. But whatever, we're gonna have to put up with his absence. The art style in Dragon Quest Swords is great. It's some of Akira Toriyama's best work ever, and that includes Dragon Ball.
Anime makes you fat.
Anime makes you fat, unless it doesn't.
No, but it does.
It does. Scientific fact. Proof of that.
That anime makes you fat.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, and so they've got this new stuff for Dragon Quest Swords, and it looks really great. The character designs, of course, done by Akira Toriyama, and look fantastic.
So if Dragon Quest X doesn't show up on the Wii, I will be incredibly surprised.
I wouldn't be. I don't think it'd be that big a deal.
I think, well, what you're looking at here is Square Enix is basically telling all the Dragon Quest fans out there, Dragon Quest IX is going to be on the DS, but we're also putting Dragon Quest games out on the Wii and other Dragon Quest games out on the DS. So what they're basically saying to all the DQ fans out there is to buy Nintendo products.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, if DQ9 does really well on the DS, why wouldn't 10 be on the DS? Why not?
Because they want to make it bigger and more epic.
Not quite, because you have to realize, obviously the Wii is going to sell as fast as Nintendo makes it in Japan, but will it sell enough to where it would make more money on the Wii versus on the DS?
Probably not, in all honesty.
It would definitely be cheaper to make on the DS.
Yeah.
We're sounding like Square here, talking about 10 when they just announced 9.
Exactly.
Well, good. Nintendo's already talking about the successor to Wii, so...
You have to ask yourself, which is going to sell more, DS or Wii, in their lifespan? And I think the definite question here is DS, so why not make 10 for the DS?
I mean, there's no reason not to, but I mean, I guess what I should say is I will be completely shocked if Dragon Quest X isn't on a Nintendo platform.
That's exactly the point, you know, because by putting Dragon Quest IX on the DS... Square Enix is basically saying to Sony, okay, we're putting Dragon Quest IX on the Nintendo systems now. Bye. That's it. It's either going to be... 10 is either going to be on the DS or the Wii. That's solid.
We're even seeing
that.
A migration in Final Fantasy, like Final Fantasy XII Revenant Wings on DS.
What we're really seeing there is Square Enix trying to flesh out its Final Fantasy brand because the production costs on Final Fantasy XIII are so... ridiculously high.
Yes.
They absolutely need a way to subsidize it by releasing all these spin-off games on smaller platforms with lower development costs and higher profits.
Exactly.
So, would you be surprised to see Final Fantasy XIV on DS?
I would be surprised just because I shouldn't say this because it happened with Dragon Quest, but it seems like the way the Enix branch does Dragon Quest is it's not really like ridiculously theatrical like Final Fantasy is. Like Final Fantasy would not be Final Fantasy without 20-minute CGI cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, I
and
agree. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I think Final Fantasy is gonna stick on consoles, whereas Dragon Quest, I mean, doesn't really do that quite as much, and it can move to a portable platform easier.
I think the thing is that at the end of the day, Square is a business, they're not trying to be artists here, they're trying to be businessmen first. And if the DS
both.
Looks like a... but I think they're businessmen first. And at the end of the day, I think that they just want to make a profit more than they want to be, you know, regarded as this great thing. I mean, look at EA. So if the DS looks like a viable platform for Final Fantasy XII, then... I mean, for Final Fantasy XIV, then it will be. And those are my two cents.
Yeah, I mean, they moved Final Fantasy XI into the MMO realm, so it's not totally unheard of. Talk about a stupid idea there.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, look at this week. DQ9, DS. You know,
wow.
I mean, Square, all DS all the time. Would it really surprise you?
Okay, maybe it's time to go on to the next topic here.
Maybe. But we're not, no, more DQ stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
All
right,
we can talk about it all friggin' day.
We can, the weekly DQ update is over, so let's go on to our next thing. It's about
Dairy Queen, ice cream.
They sell burgers too, dude. I had no idea they sold burgers until recently.
Not at all.
Dairy Queen and Burger King got married. Would they live in a White Castle?
No, because White Castle is
the Burger King,
way too bad.
Get their Xbox game and see.
Sneaking. Anyway, so. This won't make it into the final cut. Anyway.
Hopefully.
okay, so, Wii Straps. Wii straps. There was a kind of a recall this week. Not really. I don't really know.
It's a preventative recall, so Nintendo doesn't get slapped on the wrist by the government.
Well, it's not a recall because they're not asking for the old straps. They're just saying, hey, if you have a Wii serial number, you can get new straps.
Right.
And they don't ask for how many controllers they have, so everybody's getting more straps than they have controllers just for the hell of it.
I've got four coming.
I only have one controller, but I'm getting two straps.
Hey, aren't you guys going to try like a stress test or something for the site?
Yeah, that's an idea.
We're kicking that around.
Yeah, we might try doing like the old Crazy Glue commercial. We'll put the strap on a hard hat, and we'll get a little midget to try to hold down from the... No? Okay.
Well, that's going on the front page of Dig, I can tell already.
Yeah, that's definitely something that Dig would enjoy.
We're giving away our ace in the hole here. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, you guys... Okay, you listeners, you did not hear that. Ooh. Anyways, the straps.
These aren't the feature ideas you're looking for.
My friend is my friend will be grabbing 8 because he just sent his Wii back to Nintendo because it bricked up on him and died. But he has the old serial number written on the side of the box it came in, and he's got the new serial number on his new system, so he's going to be getting 8.
What would you do with 8 Wii straps?
You don't want to know.
Anyway. Yeah, you're right, I don't.
Put 2 you on don't. Each controller and have double strap action.
Double strap
added security.
Action, awesome. Awesome. So yeah, if you need a new strap, go to Nintendo Online, order some. You'll have them in the mail in a few days, I guess. And yeah, you won't be bitching anymore.
They said they're going to mail out on the 20-something of
23rd, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Or after Christmas. It doesn't matter.
You should be getting them a little after Christmas. Think of it as a present.
You'll have them soon. That's what's important.
Thanks, Nintendo, for breaking my TV
or my face.
Or are they going to be shipping out new TVs? That's the question.
Would they be HD TVs? Oh, wait.
No. Gamers don't want HD, man. You know that.
Apparently not. Yeah. Or maybe,
they want the
they
component
do.
Cables.
But they love that progressive scan. They can't get enough of 40p.
Seriously, I popped in Zelda, and it looks so much better. I'm thinking I'm going to have to go back and play through the game again just
to
see what
everything
looks like.
That's a little much. That's
I
little
think
much.
You video quality nerds are ridiculous. And I'm an audiophile myself, but I think not playing a game because you're waiting on your shipment of component cables is completely ridiculous.
Agreed.
Well, he didn't.
No,
he's saying he wants to play it again.
Half of the Gaming Age forums are all like, my cables are on the way. I'm not going to play Zelda until they arrive. Really? Really?
That's stupid.
The game plays just as well in standard definition.
No, seriously, I was thinking the same way. I did not want to play the game until Zelda came, or until my component cables came. And then 3 or 4 days into it, I was like, there's Zelda staring at me, waiting to be played. I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I have to play the game. So I played the game, and I beat it. And then I took up the component cables today, and I'm very sad that I missed out on really cool-looking graphics. So I'm going to go back through it just to go through all the areas to see what everything looks like, all sexy and 480p, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we've been talking about the Wii, we've been talking about the DS, but let's give the GameCube some love. I mean, you know, we haven't been talking about the GameCube in weeks.
The what?
The what?
The GameCube. Remember that purple little cube that you bought like 5 years ago? Like 5 years ago?
We changed our name. We changed the name of our site.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We
that was a long time ago, wasn't
it? But we still have a GameCube. I mean, we still cover the GameCube.
Yeah, that's true.
Too bad Nintendo doesn't.
Oh, burn.
Zing.
But GameCube only gamers like myself, who don't have a Wii yet, you guys might be looking forward to some GameCube games, or game, I guess, because we've only got one now. But there's a rumor going around, so it's not even for sure a game, it might be a game. Tales of Abyss, which came out on the PS2, I think earlier this year, or maybe late in 05. Which was kind of a spiritual sequel to Tales of Symphonia, which came out on the GameCube and was awesome. And it's actually the highest-selling Tales game in North America, so you'd think they would bring it. There are a bunch of online retailers saying that Tales of the Abyss will come out on GameCube on June 7th, 2007.
That's a really long ways off, and I think maybe about 4 people care about it.
I care about it.
Present company excluded. Or included. I mean, what?
You know, that's actually not... Now that I'm thinking about it, it might not be too far-fetched, because if you remember, toward the end of the N64, I mean, actually past the end of the N64, Activision released, I think it was Tony Hawk 3 on the N64. Like,
yeah, there's always
way after everybody's given up on it. I don't know why they would even consider doing that.
They probably already sunk enough money into development that they concluded that it would be even worse if they didn't get any return on their investment.
I don't think there'd be that much development if it's just a port of the PS2 game, though.
No. Yeah.
Hasn't Abyss come out already, though?
It's been on PS2 for a while now.
Well, they did release Symphonia for the PS2 after they did the GameCube. But that's justifiable because the PS2 audience is so much larger.
This could just be an example of Namco saying, you know what, we're not going to do this port a GameCube game to the Wii and call it a Wii game.
So just
going to put it on the GameCube and on the box say playable on Wii.
Yeah, just put a sticker on the back that says played on your Wii.
They've done that. They did that for Game Boy Color games.
They did that for Dragon Quest III.
They did it for Rhythm Tengoku. It says can be played on DS. Japan. Like
compatible for Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, so, I guess that makes a lot more sense actually.
I mean, if it came out in America, Tales of Abyss on GameCube, I'd buy it. I'd play it.
Yeah,
I love Tales of Symphonia. So,
what they're probably thinking then is it's probably cheaper to just finish it on GameCube than to, you know, bump it all up to Wii.
Yeah.
Well, then they're expected to use the Wii remote in some
snazzy
new way.
And I'm sure it's not a difficult process, but I'm sure there's some amount of extra coding that has to be done to get it to run on the Wii that it would just not be worth the time and effort to do so. Considering that no one's going to buy the damn game.
I don't think anyone wants to play Tails with Waggle, you know, if it's going to just be shoehorned in. It wouldn't be good. But yeah, that about wraps it up for the news this week, so we're going to go ahead and take another commercial break, and we'll be back in a second for the main course for tonight. I know,
the
main course? You'd think that what we've done already would be the main course. You'd think that Dragon Quest IX would be the main course.
Next up is the feisty editorial segment.
Yeah, where we all get to go crazy. Yeah, anyway, so we'll be back in a second with Going on Rhine.
Do-do-do-do-do.
See you in a second. Oh, hello there. BBS and Rumors editor Carl Castagnetti here. Do you recognize this music? It's from The Legend of Zelda's title screen. Now, that was an easy one. Imagine the most obscure Nintendo game ever, and then imagine that someone pulled a few of its theme songs. You think you can handle that? If you're up to the challenge, check out Radia Trivia, hosted by Nintendo World Report's Michael TYP Cole. Every other week, TYP puts your skills to the test with more game music in a single night than you've heard in years. If you're lucky, you may end up with a fabulous prize. So head on over to the site and check out a trivia section. You might just be the next big winner. And we're back for our final segment of Radio Free Nintendo. Our last part is going online. What do we want out of Wii Connect 24 and Virtual Console? I'm going to start with you, Mike.
A lot more than we're currently getting.
I'm going to start with you, Mike. What do you want from Wii Connect 24 to start out?
I want an online service that functions properly and is not just a gateway to getting me to buy video games over the internet. Because that's all it is right now. Right now it's just, you know, the shop channel. And I guess eventually we will be getting more useful features such as the weather and the news and the internets. But right now it's just spend money and don't play games online with anybody.
Well, it's
so
only been a month.
What do you think? Yeah, well, I mean, this is within the next year. What do you expect out of them within the next year? This isn't something that we're demanding right now.
Right.
But how functional do you think it should be since it's free?
Sony's online network is free. So it should be as functional as Sony's, which is pretty damn functional.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we're not asking for Xbox Live here.
No, we're asking for PlayStation Network.
Well, but no, you see, Sony is trying to be Xbox Live. So if Sony tries to be Xbox Live and Nintendo tries to be like Sony, Nintendo needs to be like Xbox Live. So that's not a really good argument.
Well, Nintendo at least needs to be letting me play my games online against other people.
Well, that's going to happen, I would assume. It should not be anything.
It was supposed to happen en masse with the DS, and I think there's like 7 titles that support it. So,
well, not many third parties are using online stuff on the DS for some reason. There's only what?
Right, well, which leads me to believe that they will be not using online stuff on the Wii.
Elebits is has online stuff, and that's from Konami of all people. Konami never supports Nintendo consoles.
Hopefully, it's a good sign that Konami's on board. So,
all right, well, Mike, what do you want out of Virtual Console?
I'm pretty happy with the state of the Virtual Console right now, excluding the fact that Nintendo seems completely reluctant to release anything from their own catalog of any decent quality.
No, actually, I think I figured out why they're doing that.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you look at the Genesis lineup, they've already got some of the best Genesis games from Sega already on there. And they also have some pretty good ones from TurboGrafx, Hudson has Bonk's Adventure up there. So you've got the best Sega games, some of the best TurboGrafx games up there already, and you've got NES games like soccer and ice hockey and pinball. If you had to decide between Urban Champion or Gunstar Heroes, which one would you get?
Well, I would take Gunstar Heroes, but I don't see how that helps Nintendo.
It doesn't help Nintendo in the short run. What Nintendo is probably doing is they're allowing companies like Sega and Hudson to rake in the dollars early.
To burn out all their good titles?
Well, no. They're going to do that so they can show other third parties and say, hey, look how much money Sega's making. Look how much money Hudson's making. You could make this much money, too, if you brought your games over to Virtual Console. And if you want to take this a step further, they might even be courting SNK to bring Neo Geo games onto Wii.
Yeah, see, now that all makes sense until you look at the fact that outside of America, you can actually get good Nintendo games on your Virtual Console.
Yes, exactly. That's the point, though, because if you think about the difference, NCL, they're just thinking they want the money, so they're putting all the good games on there right away. They don't care about the other third parties, you know, fight for yourself. But anyway, it's probably looking a little further ahead. They're probably thinking, okay, we want to make sure third parties make some money, so we'll eat it in the short term, because the second they put up Link to the Past or Ocarina of Time or any N64 or NES game that's awesomely better than anything else, people are going to start buying them. But they might not want to do that initially, because then it'll be just like the current state of affairs, like on the GameCube or on the Wii. When you put a game up on the system, you're competing with Nintendo, because right now you're not really competing with Nintendo and Virtual Console. So,
see, now this makes everything you're saying makes complete sense to me, which means there's no way Nintendo's actually going to do it.
Yeah, that's usually the way things crumble.
Yeah.
Well, if they were going to do it for a market, it would definitely be North America, because that was the market that probably had the best support for at least the Sega Genesis, and has the most people who are still fond of this Genesis.
Exactly.
So the Mega Drive did pretty well in Europe.
Right, yeah, that's true. The TurboGrafx was probably better elsewhere, but they can't implement the same policy everywhere.
But also what you're looking at is, right now, I think the retro game market is probably biggest in America, just when you think of mind share. Like, there's a million things, like, retro video games styled, or retro anything. Like, the 80s are huge in America right now, for some reason. And all that sort of stuff is coming back. Like, you can buy, for years, you've been able to buy stupid video game shirts at Hot Topic. You know?
Right. And I think retro is making a big comeback as far as the American audience goes. Not necessarily arcades, unfortunately, but, you know, as far as just 80s and early 90s kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why Virtual Console is such a big opportunity for Nintendo. Unfortunately, what they've been doing thus far has been kind of lukewarm.
Well, you know, college kids all over the nation are obsessed with reliving their childhood and talking about Fraggle Rock and, you know, the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all those other things we had when we were growing up. And one of the things we had when we were growing up was the NES, and we're dying to relive it, which is the reason that the Virtual Console is going to be a huge success in America to begin with.
Except, I have one problem with that, though, in that, you know, you're going to hear casual gamers, you know, they're going to say, I remember playing Super Mario Brothers when I was a kid, or when I was a teenager, or whatever, and it says, oh, you can play NES games on your Wii? Awesome! And then if they go and buy it, they can't play Super Mario Bros. It's the game they're probably going to be thinking of when they think of the NES.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with. They could launch Super Mario Bros. On the NES, I think, without trouncing this other competition, because Super Mario Bros. For the NES is also, you know, you've also been able to get it multiple times from Animal Crossing, and, well, maybe not Animal Crossing. Yeah. Was that?
It seems completely crazy that, of all games, Super Mario Bros., the game that put Nintendo on the home console map, is not available on their brand new home console.
Right, I think they could give us that much without worrying about trouncing on Sonic.
But it's not on their list already, but for some reason I'm holding out hope that it will show up on Christmas as a nice little present.
I totally agree that Nintendo could be doing more, and you know, not to complain, we do have Zelda on the NES, we do have Mario 64, we do have F-Zero. I mean, those are some pretty good games, but Nintendo, if Nintendo is doing what I think they're doing by letting third parties have their moment on Virtual Console, then they can't release everything at once like they're doing in Japan. Otherwise, no one... Well, it's not that they wouldn't buy Genesis or TurboGrafx games. They just wouldn't buy as many, because there's only so many points out there, and if they were dividing them between...
Well, there's not only so many points. You can buy them on your credit card.
Well, I know,
on the
but
system.
People are only going to buy, purchase a finite amount of Virtual Console product.
Okay.
So you might as well, in the early going at least, give all that money to Sega, give all that money to Hudson, make them happy, make Virtual Console look more attractive.
And don't forget, I mean, Nintendo's probably getting a slice of that money.
Oh yeah, they're getting a cut of everything. So they're making plenty of money on every Wii, all the accessories, all their games. They're getting a cut of Virtual Console. From a money standpoint, there is no rush for them to bring their games. And because when they do release their games, they're going to make a crap load of money anyway. So might as well work it to their advantage. That's what I feel.
All right. Well, to shift away from old games for a minute, here's a question for you guys. What do you expect, and if you expect something, what do you expect from independent new games on Virtual Console?
For online features, you mean?
You know, as far as like being able to get indie games on Virtual Console,
Xbox Live Arcade. That's the only thing we can compare it to, really, because there are some really good original.
Well, and Sony's got stuff like Flow, and they just announced they're doing a Grip Shift for PlayStation 3 that's going to be available over the internet. Nintendo doesn't have anything like that even talked about yet. I mean,
that's
they've said,
not true.
Yeah, you can buy other stuff, but the proof is in the pudding, and there is absolutely no pudding.
They have definitely talked about it. They've never said they can't. And even Reggie, I think, at times is gone and started to say stuff like that. They are not as tight-lipped about that as they used to be.
They've always said that they could, but they never said that they will.
Well, they haven't announced much of anything for online. Let's not forget, it was still only a month into the Wii's existence here.
You still don't have the things they did announce, like the Brother and News Channel, so...
Well, yeah, but they
did
say those are coming out later this month.
And we don't even have the things they have announced yet. So I think, Nintendo says they want to get online, but it seems just as always they are saying one thing and doing the opposite. They said, we're going to do online, we're going to do indie games, download them, but they don't even have their own online features up to snuff yet.
I'm sure
there's
not
going to be an
eventually.
Indie game out on this thing forever.
It's not unprecedented because Microsoft was saying the same thing when they launched the Xbox, but Xbox Live didn't show up until a year after it did.
That's true.
I think a problem that shows up with indie games is that there isn't a hard drive on the Wii, and so you got these big games on the Xbox Live Arcade that are like a gig.
No.
You can't store that, obviously.
50
on your
megs.
Flat.
50 meg is the maximum because
there's
you have
a
to
limit.
Really? Store on a memory unit.
I thought they had a 1 gig limit.
No, it's 50
megs.
Megabytes.
You have to be able to put it on a memory card.
Okay, well, that completely discounts my point then, because then you can put it on your internal flash memory.
Sony's doing as big as they want because all the PlayStations have hard drives.
Right.
I thought Sony's limit was a half a gig, though.
Oh, was it? Okay, well, then they're imposing a limit, but it's probably just for bandwidth purposes.
Right.
But you know what? Speaking of Sony and Microsoft, what might happen is that they have these small indie developers go basically multi-platform. So they'll release the same game on Virtual Console, on PlayStation Network, on Xbox Live, and they'll... Mm-hmm. get each download, they'll just maximize the return because it's on every
network.
Yeah,
I think
network.
What Nintendo needs to do is they need to, I mean, if they're trying to talk to casual gamers and, get the Wii in the hands of casual gamers, what they need to do is go send a delegation over to PopCap Games and get all of their games on the Virtual Console.
Especially Bookworm Adventures.
Yeah, especially Bookworm Adventures.
And the Bookworm Adventures.
Seriously.
I'm dying
awesome.
To play Bookworm Adventures, but there's not a Mac version yet. Cry.
Haha, victory for PC gamers. Oh, wait. PC gaming's already won.
Anyway. So, okay, so we talked about indie games, talked about Virtual Console games, we talked about, what we want out of online features. Where do you guys actually see the state of Nintendo Online being in 1 year? Realistically.
The same place it is right now, except with 3 or 4 more games online,
no,
all first party.
No, to tell you the truth, if Elbabits is any early indication, Like, it's one thing to get Konami to support a Nintendo home console at launch. It's another thing entirely that it's online. So
it could just be like a flash in the pan, though. It could be, you know, maybe Elevates, it just happens to be the one freak game that does it and nothing else does, because Nintendo doesn't provide any online API support.
Well, of course they don't, because it wasn't ready yet.
you know, I mean, we really gotta, we're gonna have to take a wait and see thing on Nintendo Online. I mean, if the DS is any indication, it's gonna be cool for the games that do it, and the game, but the majority of the games won't. I think it's gonna take one really big standout game that's gonna be like, okay, we gotta do online on the Wii.
But well, Nintendo has said that Smash Brothers will be online, but I keep seeing that slipping away. Something tells me that that game is not going to have online features when it comes out. I think it'll be cut.
This is what the bottom line is for Brawl. If Nintendo's online success is 100% determined on whether or not, well, not even whether or not, but just how fully featured online is in Brawl. If they can get 4-player online in Brawl, Nintendo Online will be successful, period.
I just don't think they can, because if you look at fighting games online, it's really tough. It's really tough on advanced systems like the Xbox 360 and PS3 even. It's tough to do an online fighting game, so I'm just not sure.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, because if they can do it, if they can do it and they can get it playable, well, then the sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, will not be disappointed in Nintendo if it's only 2 players. I won't be. I'll understand.
I mean, that's, I guess you could say that's kind of acceptable, considering the limitations, but, you know, we have to see what else the Wii can do online before we see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what can I say? I guess that about wraps it up for this segment of Radio Free Nintendo.
I'd
like to thank all of you for joining us today. Steve, Windy Man, Rodriguez, thanks for stopping by. Mike, thanks for stopping by.
Me or the
and,
other one?
Because we have 2 mics.
Well, you.
Okay.
You're Mike, he's TYP.
Okay.
I thought he was Mike.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Who's Mike? I don't know. We have 3-4 mics on staff.
I thought we had 20.
Yeah. We have 20 mics.
We fired a few.
Anyways.
Yeah. Which one of you is next?
Okay, excellent. Which mic is next?
Which mic is next to go?
So, goodbye to the 2 mics. Say goodbye, mics. Alright. you can tell the episodes are just getting better and better. Alright, guys, I'd like to thank you for stopping by to Radio Free Nintendo this week. Like I said, you can leave an email at rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. Please do check us out at iTunes. We need your reviews and we need your votes and your subscriptions to get us up on the iTunes rank. We'll be seeing you next time for the pre-Christmas episode, where we'll be talking about something very, very special. So we will see you next time. Yeah, my motto in life has pretty much just been this. Do the work that I can, but for the most part, just shovel it on Stan's shoulders. That seems to be working out pretty well for me, so, yeah, I think I'm gonna keep on doing it.